This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
We'll call to order the Committee on Health and Human Services. I want to welcome you all to the committee today and those on the internet that might be listening in. I just need to give you a reminder to turn your cell phones off so you won't get fined by Representative Jensen. It wouldn't be me, but there's no other announcements. We'll have the secretary call the roll.
Representatives Borglum.
Present.
Deutsch.
Here.
Freimuller.
Here.
Healy.
Here.
Milstead.
Here.
Ms. Kimmons.
Here.
Perry.
Here.
Rounds excused. Smith.
Here.
St. John's excused. York.
Here.
Wheezy.
Here.
And Jensen excused. We have a quorum, Madam Chairman.
Thank you.
Here.
We'll move on to approval of the minutes. Can I get a motion to approve the minutes?
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded that we approve the minutes of the last meeting. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. The minutes are approved. I'll remind the testifiers to sign in. And everybody have their badges on. There's been some amendments handed out. I think, does everybody have copies of the amendments? Okay. Let's see. We need to introduce the pages first, I guess.
Hi, I'm Addie Nelson, and I'm from Gregory, South Dakota, and next year I'll be going to St. Ambrose University in Davenport, Iowa on a bowling scholarship.
Is it bowling? Thank you. If you, maybe somebody could remind me if we have another page in later, we can do that. Okay. Our first bill that we'll take up today is to provide for the utilization of telehealth by a healthcare professional, Senate Bill 136. Are there any proponents?
Thank you, Chairman. My name is Blake Kurd. I'm privileged to represent District 12 as a South Dakota State Senator serving Sioux Falls and the northern part of Lincoln County. It's a pleasure to be before House Health and Human Services yet again this session to talk about a subject that some may consider slightly overdue. There's an old saying in medicine, you never want to be the first to do something or the last. You want to try and find yourself somewhere smack in the middle. That might be exactly where we find ourselves as you consider Senate Bill 136 and its companion Bill 137 that is on the agenda to follow. Telemedicine or telehealth has been practiced in this country probably since people started communicating. You might even say that there was Pony Express Health at one point where people would write letters and put them in a satchel and send them cross-country, and then medical advice would be rendered from a great distance, although we didn't know it would be remote healthcare at that point. Certainly, medical recommendations have been made without a patient present by the provider's side for decades, including telephonically and across state lines. That occurs even today, especially for those of us that practice in an area that abuts several different states, as I do in southeast South Dakota. The purpose of Senate Bill 136 is to define in statute what telehealth is, and you can see in the first several sections that there are many definitions there: healthcare professional, facility, originating site, storage and forwarding technology, and so on. And then in section two, we really get into the meat of the bill, and what 136 seeks to establish is that someone that is providing telehealth services to a patient who is the recipient would abide by the same practice standards that you would expect if you were receiving healthcare consultation in person in front of an actual individual instead of through an electronic medium. Things like establishing doctor-patient relationships, identifying the identity of the patient, identifying the identity of the physician, their credentials, where they're licensed, and so on. It also requires that anyone practicing telehealth in South Dakota be licensed in South Dakota and be subject to the governing board here that oversees all such matters. It requires that patient records are kept, that HIPAA is complied with. I'm sure you're all familiar with HIPAA and have had your own experience with it personally in healthcare or through HUPS, perhaps through your legislative service as well. Also says that an exam must be performed, a diagnosis must be given, and a treatment plan rendered. Patient must be provided a copy, all the things that are a standard part of a healthcare visit today. In summary, that's the provisions that are considered in Senate Bill 136. I'm here for questions by the committee if there are any, and I'll be back to see you for 137 at some point this morning yet. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Are there further proponents?
Madam Chair, members of the committee, Dean Krogman. Represents South Dakota State Medical Association, and we have been involved in this bill from the very beginning, as other stock players have as well. We started this a year ago, brought these bills, had them printed up, and then we ended up with several meetings during the session, and I walked out of one meeting with three pages of amendments. So there was no hearing on the bills. We pulled them, and what we did then was meet periodically through the summer to get the wording with all the players, with the hospitals, with insurance, which was will be part of 137. We think we're in good shape. We passed it out of the Senate 32-1, 7-0 in committee. With no opposition, and you know, I would like to thank those who have been involved in putting this all together, because it has been a team effort, and I not so much during the summer, but Mark East in the office did a lot of work in coordinating everything. So we're happy with what we've got. We're appreciative of Dr. Kurd sponsoring it and appreciative of the players that were involved in all the negotiations, and we would appreciate your support.
Thank you. Further proponents?
Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the committee. I'm Kim Malsom-Rison with the Department of Health, and we too stand in support of Senate Bill 136, and urge your support as well. Increasing access to quality care is a fundamental function of the Department of Health. We work with providers across the state to increase access. You hear us talk about different ways that we do that, and supporting innovative technology to provide health care is another way to do that. So I know many of you are very, very aware that most of our state, the vast majority, in fact, is considered a healthcare professional shortage area. And so we're always looking at ways at how we can extend our provider base so that people across our state have access to care. And telehealth is a very common and well-supported way to do that. You've heard Governor Noem as well talk about the need for broadband support across our state, and telehealth relies on that broadband support. I think that the passage of this bill goes hand in hand with support to our rural communities and the citizens that live in them, and with that, I would urge your support of this bill. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there further proponents to Senate Bill 136?
Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the committee. Deb Fisher-Clemens with Avera. Some of you probably aren't aware that telehealth has been a service provided in this state since 1992. And it started out as truly consultation patient to physician. Since that time, it has grown to a lot of other things that we agree that this bill is important to have at this point in time. Some of those things are that we do e-long-term care. We are able to keep residents in their home, which is the long-term care facility, do assessments, and keep them from having to go into an emergency room if there's a crisis. We do pharmacy. We monitor the medications that patients and people are receiving and making sure that there are no interactions when new medications are being provided. E-emergency. Across the country, at this point in time, there are only three states that we are not providing some type of telemedicine service in those rural areas of those states. It is really important to the citizens of South Dakota. It's important to all of the rural areas that telemedicine exists. As the speakers before me have said, it's about access and it's about quality. And we want to make sure that quality exists, and this legislation perfects that. So I would ask for your support of this legislation, Senate Bill 136.
Thank you. Further proponents?
Good Morning, Madam Chair, members of the committee. My name is Eric Nelson. I'm with AARP South Dakota, and I serve as our registered lobbyist, and I'm here on behalf of our members from across the state asking you to support Senate Bill 136. First of all, we'd like to thank the Medical Association for giving us an opportunity to offer some input on the bills during the off-season, and telehealth is a very important issue to us because it has the potential to result in better access to care, reduced transportation barriers, and improve health care outcomes for the recipients. We believe that the definition of telehealth should be broad enough to allow for flexibility to encompass the full range of current and emerging technologies that will allow individuals and their family caregivers to benefit from telehealth. So with that, we ask you to support this bill. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other proponents?
Good morning, Madam Chairman, members of the committee. Tim Rave, Sadaho. I rise in support of Senate Bill 136 and would ask that you give it your favorable consideration. A couple of things, not to repeat what the others have said. I would also like to very much thank the Medical Association for working with all of the providers, and we had a large group that got together the last year, probably the last 2 years, to come up with this piece of legislation that everybody is supportive of. It was just a great process to come up with something that worked for everyone and I think a good stepping stone for the future. So I would ask for your support of 136. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further proponents? Senate Bill 136.
Good morning, Madam Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Terry Dash. I serve as Executive Director for the South Dakota Council of Community Behavioral Health. Clearly, we're very much in support of this bill. If you paid any attention to the discussions that took place over the course of the last summer with Access to Mental Health Services Summer Study, you know that technology, and especially telehealth applications, was highlighted as an area for further exploration for extending services to rural, difficult-to-serve areas. Indeed, my system has been employing telepsychiatry for years. It's the only way that we can extend that level of specialty into the rural areas of the state. Psychiatrists in South Dakota reside in Rapid City and Sioux Falls. Without that resource, we wouldn't be able to serve that need. And its promise in terms of being an application for telecounseling is also fruiting itself out. We're engaged in that right now, working under the guidelines issued by Department of Social Services. So this framework is really important to set the standards. And the next bill, if you'll give me just a little bit of latitude, because I do need to be in another committee, we also support 137 as well, if I can register that support here and now. That's the payment piece of this, so that's also important for this to actually take hold and be effective. Thank you, Madam Chairman.
Thank you. Are there any other proponents for Senate Bill 136? Seeing none, we'll move to opponent testimony. Opponent for Senate Bill 136. Seeing none, we won't have any need of rebuttal. So we'll turn it over to committee questions for any of the people here.
We have an amendment in front of us. Is that, are you introducing the amendment?
No, you are.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you know about the amendment. Okay. So then I would move that we accept the amendment.
Okay. 136. The amendment has been distributed. Are there any questions? The motion has been made and seconded. Are there any questions about the amendment?
The motion is made.
Okay. Who seconded?
I'll make the motion to accept the amendment. Did you have a motion? Did you say? Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Yes. I have to think of your name, and then I'll be able to say it. Representative Milstead made a motion. Representative York seconded. All in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Same. The amendment itself takes out some language on page 1, line 6, because it is already defined in statute, so it's not necessary to define it again. And then the other changes are just small grammatical and style changes. So we'll add that amendment to the bill.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
I have a question of the sponsor.
Okay.
May I ask the question?
Yes, you may.
Thank you. Senator Curd, I'd like to have a little better understanding of what we're voting on. Can you give me an idea, if we pass this bill, number one, how it would change your practice? And number two, can you give me an example of a patient interaction that you would have via this bill, including how would you examine a patient?
Chairman? Certainly. for me personally, it wouldn't change a thing. We're doing many of these things already. What 136 does is define it in statute and make sure there's clarity so that things like a doctor-patient relationship are firmly established. It's not clear in statute now that that would be required, so that's number one. So for me personally, it wouldn't change a ton, but I think as we look into the future and what may be possible, especially if we really get 5G wired technology all around, I think the possibilities could be limitless, really, for what we're able to do with a remote visit. There are certainly examples now where healthcare is rendered via remote, including intensive care medicine via a data bank of computers that have access to vital signs, and an intensivist, who's someone who takes care of someone who's critically injured, providing recommendations to nursing staff in a remote hospital that could be miles and miles away, if not hundreds of miles away. So that's one example. For me personally, an example might be that, let's say you lived in the central portion of South Dakota, and you experienced the winter that we all have, and you made your way to southeast South Dakota, and I did surgery for you. And then because of some reason you couldn't get back to see me for the time of suture removal and the next phase of rehabilitation following surgery. I'm an orthopedic surgeon, so bones and joints. So that's what we're talking about in my case. You could access a telemedicine site, say down here right on 34, come in with a high-resolution video camera. We could evaluate your incision. We could look at your vital signs, take your blood pressure. We could instruct a technician or nurse to remove the stitches, make an evaluation about how you're proceeding in the perioperative period, and then write an order for therapy all via remote.
Follow up?
Yes.
Thank you, Senator. Would you ever use telemedicine in the evaluation of a new patient or the establishing a relationship with a new patient?
Chairman. Yes, I do that all the time. In fact, many of your colleagues have come to me with telephonic pictures of their family members and said, hey, this happened to my kid. What would you do with it? So I envision that. That's clearly courtesy for people that work out here, but it happens nearly every day with me where I get sent a series of pictures either via email or sometimes they show up on a phone, patient information redacted, of course, until I talk to the people. And then we give recommendations for what to do. That can wait. Come see me in a week. Go see someone local, et cetera. So it happens quite often.
Thank you. If I could follow up on that.
Representative Browns.
And I'd like to follow up on that. Right now, we've got certified nurses out there on the front line, if I'm not correct, in some of these smaller communities. When they have an emergency patient come in, don't they use telehealth? Kind of a situation with a physician elsewhere?
Chairman? Yes, Representative. There are instances where patients seek emergency access for an injury or an acute illness, and they see a physician extender in many cases in our small community hospitals, nurse practitioner, physician assistant, and then they consult with a electronic emergency room, sometimes in Sioux Falls, sometimes in Rapid City, where recommendations are given and decisions are made about whether that patient can be cared for locally by those individuals treating or whether they should be transported. So it's done daily here already.
Thank you.
Any other committee questions for anyone? Okay. At this time, we'll close the public testimony and go to committee action.
Madam Chair.
For comments. Representative Rounds.
I would move to pass and Senate Bill 136 as amended.
Second.
Okay. A motion has been made to pass by Representative Rounds, seconded by Representative Perry. Any discussion on the motion?
Madam Chair, thank you. As we heard in the testimony, I think it's obvious this is already going on, and especially in rural South Dakota, and it's very needed in the rural areas of the state, but it also serves a purpose, maybe as the proponents talked about, you know, bad weather where you've got cannot make it 30 miles to see your doctor in the metropolitan areas. This is something I think we need clarity on. I think we should move this bill to the floor. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments on the motion?
Madam Chair.
Representative Smith.
I would just like to thank the individuals and the different groups for getting together and working so hard on this. And I think it shows us as representatives, when you take the time to sit down with the stakeholders in advance, you get a really good bill that comes through like it did. So I just want to say thank you for working on the bill before it got here. And I think other issues could take notice of how to do that. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments before we declare the okay, we will now be voting on Senate Bill 136 as amended. Do pass. Secretary will read the roll.
Representatives Borglum.
Aye.
Deutsch.
Aye.
Freimuller.
Aye.
Healy.
Aye.
Milstead.
Aye.
Ms. Kimmons.
Aye.
Perry.
Aye.
Rounds.
Aye.
Smith.
Aye.
St. John excused. York.
Aye.
Representative Jensen excused. Weezy.
Aye.
We have
11-2. Okay.
Madam Chair, move consent.
Second.
It has been moved that we put Senate Bill 136 as amended, or 136, on consent. All in favor of that motion, say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Okay. Senate Bill 136 will move to the floor on a consent. Okay, we'll now take up Senate Bill 137. We'll take proponent testimony for... I'll try to read it for you. To provide for the payment of claims for covered services provided by a healthcare professional via telehealth. Are there any proponents?
Thank you, Chairman. Blake Curd again from District 12, South Dakota State Senate, representing Sioux Falls. 137 is the companion bill to 136. There is an amendment also for it. I would find that also favorable and not have objections should someone choose to move it at any point during the testimony or the Q&A or action on the bill. Section 1, again, is definitions, mirroring what you saw in Senate Bill 136. Section 2, I like to think of as the non-discrimination section, and that says that a payor cannot discriminate against a telehealth service simply because it is not administered through an in-person visit. So it's if the same service is performed, the same type of compensation is considered. Also, there are sections in 137 that prohibit a payer from excluding services solely because they are provided by telehealth services. So yeah, the idea and the concept is if the same service is provided through telehealth, that it should be compensated in the same manner. Section 3 gets into the policy part through healthcare insurance programs and, again, talks about non-discrimination. And in Section 4, there are some exclusions that you can read through that are a list that are excluded from the services that are provided and the reimbursement that would be appropriate for such. So although it sounds simple and you might think it was not necessary, I think because we've put in statute what telehealth is and made definitions, we need to also make it clear that when those services are provided that they're appropriate and it's appropriate they be compensated for so that patients don't find themselves in the awkward position of having received a service and then being told by their payer that those are not covered and that they'd be on the hook for it all themselves when you might find themselves in a situation like we've already discussed here this morning. So it's a fairly straightforward, at least from our perspective, did take a ton of work by the insurance industry, the state, and also the different provider associations that you've seen represented here today. So I think it's a good companion bill and necessary to go along and coincide with 136.
Thank you. Are there further proponents for Senate Bill 137?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Members of the committee, Dean Krogman represents South Dakota State Medical Association, and I really appreciate the consent on the first bill. As you know, the prime sponsor for this bill will not be here this week, and so thank you for that. This bill passed out 29-4, 7-0 out of committee. As Dr. Kurd said, it gets complicated. When you take the different types of policies that exist out there, the different insurance companies, they all do it differently. I think this sets a base of agreement between different insurance companies, and it is all negotiable in terms of how you set the criteria of payment. So we think we have good support on this and would appreciate yours. Thanks.
Thank you. Are there further proponents on Senate Bill 137?
Madam Chair, members of the committee, Deb Fisher Clemens with Avera. 137 is a very necessary bill, as has been mentioned, to help facilitate payment for the work that is being done across the state in regards to telemedicine. I would just indicate to you a couple of additional things why this is so important in the actual care that's provided. And as one of the questions was asked before, it is not just necessarily of a face on a screen and a visit that way. This equipment allows for intubation to be done at the site with a physician in Sioux Falls watching and looking and helping, so there is hands-on that way. The equipment exists to do look in ears, nose, throat, all of those things, so that the physician or provider in Sioux Falls is able to see exactly what is being seen at the site. So it's way more than just a verbal visit. It truly is hands-on, and it is assessments that are being done with the equipment that is provided as part of the entire spectrum of telemedicine that can be done. And so this is so important to our ability to actually provide these services, these products, this quality care for our patients. And so I thank you for your support of Senate Bill 137. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there further proponent testimony?
Good morning, Madam Chairman. Tim Rave, Sadaho, members of committee. I rise in support of 137, same testimony I had before. This one actually took more work than the other one to get everybody in agreement, and so I really do commend all parties involved for taking the time to come to some kind of resolution, because there was some real concerns about some of the payment issues, and everybody really stepped up and made some compromises. So I would ask your support favorably, Senate Bill 137. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there other proponent testimony for Senate Bill 137? If not, we'll move to opponent testimony. Any opponents to Senate Bill 137? Seeing none, we'll close public testimony and move.
Yes. I move 137BB.
Okay.
Second.
Representative Smith has moved 137BB, the amendment, and seconded by Representative Healy.
Again, this just looks like cleanup, so.
Yes, it's very similar to the other one. All in favor of Amendment BB, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Okay, the amendment will be added to the bill. Representative Perry.
Remove 137 with the amendment as passed.
Okay.
Second.
It has been.
I have a question.
Can we do questions first?
Okay. Just hang on to that motion for a moment. Yes, we'll have committee questions.
I have a question of Deb.
Representative Deutsch.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
Thank you. So in your example that you provide us, let's say under normal circumstances, face-to-face, a patient sees a physician for an otoscopic examination, okay? And so puts the otoscope in, looks in the ear. Under telemedicine procedures, you're going to have another person putting the otoscope in the ear, and the physician's going to be elsewhere looking at the images. I'm curious, is it more expensive because you have more people involved, you have more equipment involved to do a telemedicine procedure versus a face-to-face?
Madam Chair, it is not more expensive, and I say this based on how Avera does this work, and that is that we charge a subscription fee that's determined by the size of the facility, not by the number of persons, because we want them to use the equipment. So a subscription fee based on the size of the facility is what a hospital pays per month. And then if they use it one time, it's still that subscription fee. If they use all services that are allowed through their contract with Avera, whether that's pharmacy, e-care, long-term, all of those, they use it 100 times a day versus one time a day, it's the same rate. So I would say no.
Follow up.
Yes, go ahead.
So the amount charged to the patient, is it different?
It is not, Madam
Thank
Chair.
You. Yes.
Are there further questions?
Madam Chair.
Representative Ms. Kimmons.
This question is for Senator Kurd. When was the Dental Association included in the negotiations for this bill?
I think mostly this session, and you'll have to ask Mr. Krogman because he led the discussion amongst the groups. And we have had some discussions with the Dental Association before, and maybe he could comment more intelligently about the nature of your question.
Madam Chair, if I can just add, the Dental Association did testify as a proponent over in the Senate.
I'm aware of that. I respect and I'm grateful for all the work and all the cooperation that was done in the original negotiations. I don't believe the Dental Association was included in those and their health care providers, and they use telemedicine. So my only point is they should have been included a little sooner. Thank you.
I have a couple of questions. I don't know who would like to answer this, but I'm wondering, you know, right now we have just Avera and Sanford as insurance carriers in the state. If we happen to get another insurance carrier, does anything change with this bill? Or they would...
thank you, Chairman. I think maybe some clarification. There's more than just Avera and Sanford that provide insurance in South Dakota. The Blues are here. United Health Group does. I mean, there are, I think the last time I counted, seven or eight different. And then if you include workers' compensation in that, there's a myriad of payors that are health insurance providers in South Dakota. So as it sits in front of us, no, it would not change anything.
Okay. Thank you. And then if this bill wouldn't pass, what would happen? I mean, is this...
I think you'd see it again.
Good answer. Thank you. Any other questions?
Yes. So follow-up maybe to that question, how is it being paid for now?
Well, there are different mechanisms. You already heard Deb Fisher-Clemens mention that Avera offers a subscription-based product to referring hospitals, so that's one way that the hospital is paying for it. Say if Peer uses the services provided by Avera McKinnon in Sioux Falls, there's a subscription that goes along with that. It doesn't change the patient visit part of it, but the hospital accesses it. In private practice, it's billed for much like it is when you go in to see me on a regular visit. So no additional fee. It's just done via remote. And it's mostly done with dermatology and internal medicine right now, not so much in the surgical specialties, although it's moving in that direction. And I don't have the familiarity, obviously, with the dental industry as I do with medicine.
So what you're saying is that insurance companies don't have an issue with paying for telehealth right now?
I'm sure that would be an overly broad statement, and I bet you I could get a litany of physicians to line up behind me here who have provided telehealth services and been denied payment for them. This is to make that process more clear and transparent so everyone understands how it should work.
Any other questions before we move on to other action?
I have one last question. Maybe this is futuristic, but I know there's a lot of specialties that use robotic surgery. Would you envision robotic surgery done through this mechanism?
Chairman?
Yes.
I don't think it's futuristic at all. Robotic surgery is done now. That's really done via remote. I've experimented some with the robots that are available. Some of them are operated separate from the patient but in the same room. So the robotic arms do the maneuvers, but they're controlled via remote through wired technology. And certainly when we know that drones are launched in other countries and piloted from Ellsworth right here in South Dakota, we know that there's a myriad of things that are possible. So there is research work being done with it now. I think when that comes, and it likely will, it'll be small at first and then grow and scale later once it becomes reproducible, reliable, and safe.
Okay, any other questions before we let Ms.
Representative Perry make a motion.
Sorry. I make a motion that we do pass 137.
I'll second it again.
Okay, we have a motion do pass on Senate Bill 137 by Representative Perry, seconded by Representative York. Any discussion on the motion?
Madam Chairman, I think that they've done a lot of work on this. They really have their, I guess we could say their act together, and we really appreciate what you're doing. Healthcare has changed through the years. This is another step to make it better yet.
Thank you. Any other comments before we take a vote? Seeing none, the Secretary will read the roll.
Representatives Borglum.
Aye.
Deutsch.
Aye.
Freimuller.
Aye.
Healy.
Aye.
Milstead.
Aye.
Ms. Kimmons.
Aye.
Perry.
Aye.
Rounds.
Aye.
Smith.
Aye.
St. John excused. York.
Aye.
Jensen excused. Wiese.
Aye.
11 ayes.
Okay. Senate Bill 137 has passed. Representative York has moved Senate Bill 137 to consent, seconded by Representative Rounds.
No, Perry.
Perry. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign.
Oh, that would be.
Okay. Senate Bill 137 will move to the floor on consent. Thank you. At this time, I'd like to have our second page come up and introduce herself to the committee and the.
I'm Emmy Sunby. I'm from Rapid City. I go to Stevens High School as a senior. Next year, I guess I plan on going to University of Montana on a golf scholarship. Is there anything else?
Yeah. No, okay. That's it. Thank you. Thank you. We appreciate having you here.
Can I comment on that? Sure. I'd like everybody else to know, thank you, Madam Chair, that her father is Johnny Sunby, the one that takes our pictures. Yes.
Yes. Yeah. She's going to report back. Yeah. Okay, I'd like to entertain a motion for adjournment unless somebody has anything else to add. Okay, it's been moved and seconded that we adjourn. Okay. Okay. We'll remain in our seats, but we will adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? The meeting is adjourned.